This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour. Oh my gosh, it's the final hour. Dang. That's all right. Look, we'll be back again tomorrow. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, of course, and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Let's talk about Grandma Vodka. Oh yeah, Chris points out to the camera. I forgot, I guess the world will know tomorrow, Chris. Starting tomorrow, I can't believe that's already here. Starting tomorrow, you can watch me do the radio show. And as I was playing the air drums, as we were coming in from break, it occurred to me that everyone's going to see that, and now people are going to be even meaner than they already are to me. Nevertheless, thefirsttv.com/Jesse, thefirsttv.com/Jesse, that's where you go to sign up for that. I saw this, and it made me laugh, and it made me shake my head. Nancy Pelosi's husband got a DUI. Apparently, he got in a little car crash. It looks like, talk about bad luck, it looks like someone ran into him, and then he took off. You want to talk about the all-time bad luck. You get hammered, you're making it all the way just fine on the road, and someone runs into you, and then you get a DUI. But either way, Nancy Pelosi's husband got a DUI. Now, this baffles me, and it has always baffled me. I understand people who like to drive. I've been accused, I would say falsely, but I've been accused of having a bit of a control freak streak in me. Does that make sense? I've been accused of being a controlled freak. I don't think that's fair, but I have been. So I like to drive. And even me, who really likes to drive, and I get frustrated with the drivers, especially when they putz along in the left lane. I'm not going to go into that. Even me, if I'm out and I have one too many, if I even might have one too many, I just get one of the 8,000 driving services that are available on your phone. They don't cost like anything for just normal people. You go home for like 10 bucks. That's me. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul is his name. He's worth well over $100 million. I think the number, someone said it's closer to $300 million. It doesn't matter. He's wealthy. Really, really, really wealthy. Why, when you're really rich, would you ever, in a million years, get on the road? How much is he worth, Chris? Yeah, Chris said $120 million. I thought that was about it. Why? You're worth $120 million. If you think there's 1/8 of a chance you're going to sniff a beer at dinner or wherever you are. Why would you drive? It blows me away in this day and age, the ease with which you get it. And I have a buddy. Now, obviously, he's doing well, but I don't think he's a millionaire. I mean, he might be. I don't know. I don't go through the man's finances, but I know he's doing okay. He's got a small business, little landscaping business, and it's starting to grow a little bit on him. You know, he's got two or three different trucks now. It's going fine. I can't meet him for dinner, and he gets a driver. Not even one of the online ones like the one I use. He just gets a driver everywhere. And we've had this conversation before. He said, man, why would I ever take a chance with everything I have going on right now when I can just spend $100 on a driver? Why would I ever risk it at all? It blows me away. You see these NFL players, NBA players, movie stars. Jack Nicholson, I'm just making that up. I don't know whether he's ever had one, although he's probably had. Jack Nicholson gets a DUI. Bro, you're worth millions. Isn't part of the point of being stupid rich you don't do anything yourself? Nothing. I don't think, look, if I ever win the lottery or something like that, I don't think I'm going to take out the trash. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to clip my own fingernails. Pierre, come in here and clip my nails for me, please. What, Chris? I assume it'd be Pierre. I don't know. This is a little bit long, but I thought it was appropriate to read because there's something we talked to the beginning of the show. We've been talking about how we never get to the root of problems. That's all bumper sticker phrases.
You know, freedom is not free.
We never get to the root. And I think this Uvalde police incident is bringing up something we should probably talk about. Anyway, I'm going to let this guy take it away. I'm going to have to edit it for language a little bit. Oh, Sultan of Truth. Semper Fi, brother. Marine vet and 20-plus year cop. And your show last night, an interview with John, was spot on. He's talking about last week, and I was talking about the when I had John Cardillo on, NYPD, talking about the Uvalde cops. Anyway, he said, made me sick to my stomach. I can't imagine being outside of an active threat and not advancing. I've been working in our academy for the past 7 years. He's talking about the police academy. And the quality of our recruit coming through is so poor now, I can't even begin to properly explain. And pay attention to this because this goes well beyond cops, all right? So just pay attention. Gone are the days of the warrior mentality and bravery that came before us. I see veterans purposely put aside during the hiring process in lieu of kids with degrees. These liberal brainwashed kids can't find their beep with two hands and a map. We hire people straight out of school with no life experience and expect them to handle themselves in stress-boiling circumstances. Even a simple call, how can we expect a kid straight out of school with this as his first real job, go into a home where mom and dad are arguing over bills or normal life stressors and relate to them in any way? The consistent hiring of the protected classes when more qualified men are passed over has left the recruit classes so diluted that I worry what would happen if something catastrophic occurred with the average officer working. Our national weak leaders have made us targets and villains to the point that most people that we don't, he messed up that sentence. We conduct active shooter training fairly regular, and it blows my mind that there's a lack of drive to rush the threat. I know I'm a grumpy old man, but these kids suck. Now, it's not all of them, but easily the majority of what comes in now. I have my core guys on the tactical team that are pipe hitters, but we're a lonely few. When I was hired, there was around 80 people testing for 6 spots. Now we're 20 officers short, and I can't even fill a recruit class. Physical standards have all been eliminated, and it's more of a fight to weed out problem recruits than ever. I wish I knew how to fix it. Thank you for what you do and the words you say. Keep up the good fight. Says I can say his name. His name is Wes. And this, the reason I saved this and the reason I read this tonight is this is something that is very, very difficult to get into. And it's definitely on a radio show, but since it's difficult and uncomfortable, you know, that's probably what we're going to do. The problems we have right now as a society, they're so much deeper than political slogans or anything else. I hear this consistently all the time. I heard the Army was having to adjust its grenade training, which I thought was so weird. We did grenade training. You know, you pop some grenades, learn how to throw them, try not to kill everybody, that kind of thing. They were having to adjust their grenade training because so few of their recruits had ever played sports. They didn't know how to throw. Now, I was the furthest thing away from any kind of a star athlete. I played baseball for 10 years because that's what everyone did. Played basketball for longer than that because that's what all my buddies were doing. It's just what we did. You're in some sort of sporting activity. And even if I didn't, even if I didn't have the organized stuff, I mean, when I was a kid, we would go over to my buddy's house and we'd play wiffle ball. And I'd be Ken Griffey Jr. and he'd be Frank Thomas. And you're throwing and you're batting. And we've even taken that away. The societal rot, especially when it comes to young men, is so pervasive and it's so across the board, it's difficult to even totally quantify exactly what the problem is. But we had better quantify what the problem is, because do you want a military full of vicious little communists, little weaklings? Because those are the most vicious people, right? You realize that. It's not the strong guy. It's the little weaklings. Those are the biggest murderers. Do you want a bunch of police forces full of this garbage, full of what he describes? I mean, this is a 20-year cop, 20-plus year cop, full of rot. Well, you have to fill those positions. Well, I shouldn't say you have to, but they're going to fill those positions in places like the military, in places like various police forces and sheriff's departments and things like that. If the positions are going to be filled and it's inevitable and they don't have enough quality young men to fill them, you're going to get some really, really, really bad characters in there. How do we do that? Maybe we can talk about that in a minute. And then I'll get back to these phone calls, your worst moves, and some good news and much more on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, look, this extends also to the corporate area. You're frustrated with corporations. I'm frustrated with corporations. Why is there so much rot? Why can't we get a better CEO here? Why can't we get better this? Why do I have to look at all this filth on TV? Well, it's not every corporation, let's be clear. I mean, I talk to you all the time about Pure Talk, right? If you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, switch to Pure Talk for me, please. Not only will you save a ton of money, average family saves over $900 a year, not only will you save a ton of money, look, do me a favor. If you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, Pride Month starts tomorrow. Go look at the ads those three companies are going to put out, and you tell me if you want to continue to support that with your money. Do you go to work today? Did you go to work today to support those ads tomorrow? With Pure Talk, you never have to worry about them spitting on you and your values. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to some more emails and some COVID news in a second, but I did want to give you a chance to honor anyone you didn't get a chance to honor on Memorial Day and tell a bad moving story. Eddie in Boston. Go, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you, Jesse? Nice to talk to you. Back in the day, I was in charge of renting trucks for Boston for a rider truck rental. They're like the U-Haul of those days. And a guy wanted to rent a truck to go to California. So we always got them the nicest trucks to go that far, you know, the brand new jobs. 15-footer is all he wanted. It's like three rooms of furniture. So we set him up, and he paid in cash. And I told him strictly not to go on Storrow Drive, which is well-known in Boston, to stay off with a truck over, like, 8 feet tall. So these are 11 feet. And the rest is history. He was doing about 50 miles an hour when he left all his furniture down on Storrow Drive near the Hat Shell, they call it, for concerts. But, yeah, he didn't take my advice. And he did take the insurance, but they don't cover much on overhead damage.
All right, and you had somebody you wanted to honor.
I do. Martin Foley, Lance Corporal, USMC, died in Vietnam, 1968.
Semper Fi, my brother.
Thank you.
We honor the fallen, not just on Memorial Day. We honor the fallen always, right? That's part of, look, back to what we were talking about societal rot. That's part of the reason we have so much societal rot across the board. You can't find somebody to be a good cop. That's not fair, but you can't find as many. You can't find somebody to be a good Marine because we're not producing those types of men as a society, and we're not producing those types of men as a society because we're not incentivizing that in our young men. We tell them all they're weak, stupid, pathetic. Oh, you should be a woman. Oh, you're not feminine enough. Oh, join our anti-bullying program. We don't tell young men the right things. We're not turning young men into men. We're turning them into women. And therefore, we have a society now of angry, bitter, useless young men coming up through the ranks. And it's not their fault. That's what our society incentivizes. And until we fix that, until we get dads to start being dads, until we start honoring real heroes, not the latest YouTube star, until we fix that, until we fix what we incentivize and what we disincentivize in this society, it's going to continue to rot. That's why I call it rot. It is over and over and over and over and over again. We are pouring the wrong things into these people. I mean, look, headlines right here. Uvalde Police School District are no longer cooperating with the Texas probe of the shooting. Oh, I guess I should have done that. Oh, dang it, I forgot.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking from Journalist Jesse, Uvalde Police School District are no longer cooperating with the Texas probe of the shooting. 19 cops standing in the hall while the shooting is going on. I am now hearing rumors about missing 18 minutes of audio, the radio audio. Somebody did a click, click, whoopsie, the audio is gone. How does that happen? How could you have 19 men in uniform? I mean, you look up to cops. I look up to cops. I still teach my sons to thank them for their service. 19 men in uniform standing there while kids die? That's a societal rot problem, and a problem that we've not had to deal with before, so it's hard to learn how to deal with it. And we can't afford to have that problem now. Listen to these people. This is some YouTuber. You want to talk about what we're incentivizing? Your kid might watch this, loser. This is Ethan Klein on YouTube. Listen to this.
So there was a big protest outside the NRA meeting, which was good. Do we have any insight into what they're actually talking about there at the NRA meeting that's today in Texas? Someone should bomb that building.
Someone should bomb that building? I played that for you because as we get weaker and weaker as a society, they're getting more and more overt. They're getting more and more vicious. They're getting more and more violent. Listen to Beto O'Rourke. Laugh all you want. He's a clown. He's not going to win. He's running for governor in Texas, but he is still the Democrat nominee. Listen to this person.
I just took the position that may not be politically popular, maybe too honest, that not only should no one be able to purchase an AR-15 or an AK-47 because they're designed to kill humans, and that high-impact, high-velocity round will just tear up everything inside. You'll bleed out before we can get you back to life. But I don't think that the people who have them right now in civilian use should be able to keep them.
Okay, you know what? We're going to tackle that last part here in a second. They tear you up inside and they kill you before we can get you back to life. That's the idea. Again, why do we dance around this? I have certain weapons for certain things. If I'm taking my boys dove hunting, I've got shotguns for that. If I'm going deer hunting, elk hunting, something like that, I've got some sort of bolt action, high powered rifle. I'm a 270 guy, but whatever. A bolt action, high powered rifle that I'm going to use for most of those things. If I'm talking about defending myself, against anyone who wants to do me harm. I have, well, not just an AR-15. I have all my weapons. They're meant to kill you. When you tell me how deadly the rounds are, I'm sitting there nodding like, yeah, yeah, no, I know. That's the point. Oh, but that's, you have a 30-round magazine. Yes, but that's just because it makes it too heavy for me to have a 50-round magazine on there. But your rounds are deadly. Yes, that's because if I shoot you with it, I want you to die. These weapons are to protect me and my family and my liberty. We don't want a society full of weak weapons. A polite society is an armed society. I mixed that up, but it's not my saying, so I can screw up someone else's quote, Chris. All right. We're going to get to all these calls and much more still on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, we're definitely going to Candy in Florida when we get back. Before we get to that, remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. I'm going to get to more of those emails and some phone calls and some good news. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and apparently Chris wants more hate mail. The Phil Collins continues to play, and the more Phil he plays, the more hate mail we get. I don't care either, Chris. Look, these colors don't run, Chris. All right? These colors don't run. We're not changing it at all. And if you don't like it, here's what I have to say to you.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. That means get out now. All right. Get to some. Oh, we'd have to get to Candy in Florida first. One, just because she's named Candy. Candy, go.
Hey, I have a name to remember and a story.
Yes,
I'd
ma'am.
Like to honor a Sergeant Gary Hershberger, still missing in action, November 25th, 1969, Vietnam. And my story, I took a job with the Presidential Inaugural Committee in 1988, and I moved everything I owned in a 20-foot U-Haul, including my African gray parrot and my cat, and I'm driving from Fort Lauderdale and about St. Augustine exit. Before that, I hear this screeching noise, so I pulled over on the shoulder, and I got out to look and see my back axle had cracked in half and the thing was on fire. And I'm looking for a fire extinguisher. I couldn't find anything, so I had a cooler of Diet Coke plastic bottles And what I did was I shook them up and I put the fire. I crawled underneath. I put the fire out with Diet Coke.
Oh, with Diet Coke. That's such
well,
a great
I had,
story.
I couldn't find a fire extinguisher and everything I owned was in this truck.
I respect it. I respect it. Hey, look, that's better than what my buddy had to do when radiator fluid ran out on the way back from Las Vegas. What do you want me to do, Chris? Okay, the radiator fluid, we had to, the car was overeating, all right? We're in the desert on the side of the road. You know what? I'm not going into it right now. I'm going into some emails. Shogun of brilliant looks and intellect. I like this guy already, Chris. He says, I give your video cast less than 4 weeks. Once the suits actually watch what you and the boys are doing during the show, it'll get yanked faster than CNN Plus. Keep it up. And he says, listen, thank you. This is all I can say. His name is Matthew. Look, I tried to tell the suits that I'm not changing. I'm not changing what I wear. I'm not changing any of the various hand motions. I roll my eyes a lot. Look, I play the air drums, all right? I want you to know I play air guitar. I play the air drums, and I shred on that air guitar. Shred, Chris. And all that's staying. If you want to watch the simulcast, it begins tomorrow. I can't believe that's already here. TheFirstTV.com/Jesse. Dear Burger Savant, my twin boys recently turned 10 years old. On their birthday, they get to pick out their birthday dinner and help make it. They chose Jesse Kelly Burgers. We've had them before. They taste fantastic, and my kids love making them. During the birthday meal, their younger brother started to place lettuce and tomato on his burger. He was shouted down by a chorus of, "Don't you dare assault that burger with lettuce and tomato." Says, "Keep up the good fight. My family loves the show." Says, "I can use his name. His name is Fred." You know, it does occur to me, every man at some point in time questions what he's going to leave behind, questions his legacy, if you will. And I think about this because I've done all these really, really stupid, horrible things in my life and still do them on a regular basis. There are going to be people in this day and age, there are going to be people 50 years from now, well, 100 years from now, maybe, who eat Jesse Kelly burgers and have no idea who Jesse Kelly was. And the thought, you know what irks me though, Chris? The thought of a communist enjoying a Jesse Kelly burger without knowing how much I loathe him bothers me. What, Chris? That's a good point. They don't eat meat. They don't eat meat. I mean, unless you count. Well, no, we're not. Look, Chris, we're not. Chris, that's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. We're not counting that at all. Nancy in San Diego, go.
Yeah, we had to move 40 years ago from San Diego to Santa Rosa for school, and we drove a rental truck with the car towed behind in a driving rainstorm. So by the time we got to Santa Rosa, the car engine was totally flooded. Oh. And then we find out our apartment wasn't ready, and so we had to go to get a motel, and the car would not start. Took a long time to get the car started. And then we find out that our the people that rented us this place, and it was a dump, by the way, shampooed the carpets and then left the windows open.
Oh,
and they got mildew.
No.
And finally, we got the apartment, and for a week, until we could get the carpets replaced, we couldn't take our shoes off in the apartment because the carpet was soaked and reeked of mildew.
Oh.
We ended up replacing the carpet.
It sucks so bad. Shampooed the carpets, didn't clean it out, and left the windows open in a rainstorm. Oh, gosh. Ben in San Diego, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse. Well, my wife and I, we decided to, we had to move apartments. We were given 48 hours to do that because we just got the keys. So it was a all night thing. Luckily, we had the in-laws. It was only about 500 feet away. So luckily, we had the in-laws come down about 11 o'clock at night. My wife comes up to me and says, "We got to go to the hospital," because she was 9 months pregnant and her water broke. So we were sitting there trying to figure out, okay, well, what do we need to do? We need to go to the hospital. The hospital was about 20 miles away. So we're trying to get over there, go over to the hospital. Yeah, it was just an absolute mess. Trying to figure out how to get between the hospital and back to the apartment, because again, when we had to turn in the keys, they had another renter lined up behind me. The housing market here in San Diego is all crazy, so it was quite a 48 hours.
Oh gosh, that sucks. Look, I've got so many bad movie stories. And I'll get back to this. The Church of Scotland's not doing well, and I have this pharmacy news, and we have headlines I didn't get to, and I have COVID stats, I have more things, but I'll tell you, because we didn't have any money when I was a kid. Everyone gets movers now. It's just the norm. Everyone gets movers. We moved 10 times in 10 years one time, because my old man would buy these houses, and he had a good eye for real estate. He'd buy them and he'd flip them and we'd make some money. Only, like, we didn't have money for a second home. You're flipping the one you live in. So you buy it and in a year you flip it and buy it and flip it. Well, about the time I was 12 or 13, I was skinny as a rail. It was just me and my old man. And it didn't matter what it was. There were no movers coming. Washer, dryer, fridge, dresser. It's just me. And then, of course, he's huge. He's like 6'4", 250. And he's screaming at me, like, get the dresser off the stairs. Don't bang up the walls. I'm trying not to die here, Dad. Gosh. You remember when the experts told us this?
Really, that masks are a very powerful layer of protection, but it's one layer. And if we have so many other layers that are present, masking may be one that could go away. But I would say that, let's say a school where it is, or a particular class, everybody is vaccinated in that class. And also the level of community transmission is declining. I could imagine that situation being where we remove masks because we have all these other layers.
That's why I like what Massachusetts has done, because what they've said is that on a school by school basis, they said if there's 80% vaccination rates, then those schools can lift the mandates.
As soon as we get back, I'm going to tell you the results of the experts doing that, and then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, and then we're going to check out of here. One more email here real quick. Jesse, I just finished my first month of chalk with next month's supply on the way. My wife remarked in awe that I have hair on my chest for the first time. I looked down and sure enough, Chalk is putting hair on my chest. He says, how's that for an endorsement? I'm telling you, this stuff, and remember, it's all natural. These are natural herbal supplements, not chemical medical filth. I've been on it for 6 or 7 months. They have a male vitality stack. They say it raises your testosterone 20% in just 90 days. I'm going on about 6 months here. Again, a company of patriots, natural herbal supplements, and you get 35% off. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse and get the male vitality stack. By the way, they do have a female vitality stack, ladies. It's outstanding. choq.com, code Jesse. 35% off store-wide.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse question for Friday, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, I'm going to play this for you. I'm going to let it play here. It's going to take about a minute, minute and a half, but I want you just to breathe all this in, because at the end of all this, masking kids, take a vaccine, close down schools, I'm not going to let go all the damage these people have done to this society. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to move on. I'm not going to say, oh, well, it's done now. It's past. I'm not doing that. I'm going to play this again. Just sit here And just breathe all this in. I want to make sure everyone remembers.
Agree that masks are a very powerful layer of protection, but it's one layer. And if we have so many other layers that are present, masking may be one that could go away. But I would say that, let's say a school where it is, or a particular class, everybody is vaccinated in that class. And also the level of community transmission is declining. I could imagine that situation being where we remove masks because we have all these other layers.
That's why I like what Massachusetts has done, because what they've said is that on a school by school basis, they said if there's 80% vaccination rates, then those schools can lift the mandates.
It's understandable why people want to take masks off the kids. But right now, given the level of activity that we have, it is risky.
I talk about this a bit on my TV show tonight. Remember, I have a TV show on the First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. The New York Times, they surveyed 362 school counselors regarding the behavior of students today. All that masking, all those mandates, all those shutdowns, all those whatnot. You want to talk about destroying the social fabric of a country like we talked about earlier in the show? Here are the numbers. 94% of those counselors said kids are showing increased signs of anxiety or depression. 88% said the kids can't regulate their emotions. 86% said kids can't focus on classwork. 85% said kids are chronically absent. 73% said kids can't solve conflicts with their own friends. More and more and more. You think we have a society that was tearing itself apart because we're not giving kids what they needed before? Man, that might have been as good as it gets. We just did this to kids for 2 years in this country. How were these kids going to end up? Gosh, it makes me sick. It does. And I think about all these public health officials that took part in this, all the politicians who took part in this. I think about the corporations who took part in this. You remember how many corporations went all in on this too, running those ads? Stay home, hide, wear your mask. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love MyPillow so much. I talk about MyPillow all the time on this show, and I always will, because I remember in the wake of the election, in the wake of all the COVID insanity, in the wake of all this insanity, very few major corporations had the guts to stand up and fight for freedom. Mike Lindell and MyPillow did. They did. And yes, right now they have $90 off for a limited time, $90 off their slippers, the My Slippers, which are the greatest thing ever. Go get some. One, because you'll then own the greatest slippers ever. And two, thank Mike Lindell. Thank MyPillow. The money you spend at MyPillow goes to your values, goes to a company that fights for what you believe in instead of all this other filth out there. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
President of European pharma giant charged for falsifying COVID vaccination record and purchasing a fake vaccine passport. Why would the president of a pharmaceutical company fake a vaccine passport instead of just taking this life-saving vaccine? That's odd. Christianity takes another step. The Church of Scotland approves gay marriage. Okay, so it's not the church. U.S. National Guard to cooperate with Taiwan military. Don't you think we have enough war and conflict going on right now? This whole Taiwan thing makes me nervous. 30 Chinese planes on Memorial Day, on the morning of Memorial Day, did a fly into Taiwan. Man, they're doing a lot of saber rattling, a lot of it. You've got to assume something's coming behind it. Democrats voting in GOP primaries to block Trump. Yes, Democrats do this all the time, and the GOP is still too stupid to ever change these laws. There are states across the country with these open primaries where Democrats will get in and they'll actually vote for the biggest rhino they can find because rhinos help them. Honestly, why do you think Lindsey Graham has been a senator in South Carolina, a useless senator for so long, when South Carolina is like the reddest state in the union? Walmart apologizes for Juneteenth ice cream backlash. I have to tell you, it used to drive me nuts, and it still does anger me if I'm being honest, but I find it low-key hilarious how many of these corporations, they're always taking in the latest Harvard grad and the latest Stanford grad. You know, all the big companies are. Oh, he went to Princeton. He went to Cornell. And they all think they're getting the next smart kid when really you're getting the next communist infiltrator who's going to do something to cost your company money because he doesn't care about making your company money. He cares about communism. Canada's Trudeau announced plan to ban handgun purchases this fall. Good grief.
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada.
That is why we have the Second Amendment. Hang on to your guns. Don't just hang on to them. Go buy more. Go buy more ammunition. Train with your weapons. Remember, the most dangerous thing happening in the world today is Western governments turning against their own citizens. These people all universally think you are the problem. Jill Biden says the first couple works out differences via text. Yeah, that's because Joe can't talk. U.S. policymakers misjudged inflation threat until it was too late. U.S. policymakers misjudged the inflation threat. Well, I have an IQ of a piece of paper. I went to community college, and I told you horrible inflation was coming back when we were printing $6 trillion. Why are all the Harvard and Stanford educated graduates, why are they constantly stunned that the obvious happens? Maybe it's time to consider the fact we are led by absolute morons in this country. And the higher your education level, I swear, the dumber you get. No, Senate Republicans, the FBI does not deserve a raise. That was Julie Kelly in American Greatness. If you missed that, you're going to want to catch that interview. Catch it on the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. She talked about the GOP talking about the great men and women of the FBI once again. Wall Street spent over $74 million to back Joe Biden's run for president. Maybe the most damaging thing that's happened in the history of this country is Wall Street getting connected permanently with Washington, D.C. This really mainly happened under Bill Clinton. Now, the government regularly trashes the dollar and destroys our economy at the behest of gigantic Wall Street firms. It's really gross. All right, we're going to do this again tomorrow. We'll have fun. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.